Hey there, awesome people. I hope you're doing great. So this is your Vibro from Tech Arena, and welcome to today's podcast. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking about the new iOS 16.3, all the new features, change logs, and the fixes that has come up for our iPhones. And if the first time you're listening to our podcast, then do follow us on whichever platform you're listening it to right now, because we're available on Spotify, Google Podcast, as well as Apple Podcast. So make sure you follow us on whichever platform you're listening it to right now, because it really helps us, with your support really means a lot, and also it supports us as a whole. Now, let me ask you a simple question, which is, have you updated your iPhone or iOS devices to iOS, that is the 16.3? Have you updated to it? Now, you might say that we don't trust in the stability of iOS 16.3 yet, or some of you might think, let's learn about the change logs and fixes that this iOS 16.3 has brought. Only after that, we are going to upgrade. First, let's talk about the security improvements that the update offers. Now, you will be able to add a third-party security key to your account, which, of course, will be needed for authentication whenever you log into a new device or if you wish to access an Apple ID. And now you don't have to go through the security key verification codes, as the security key will just work in its behalf. Now, if you've updated already to the iOS 16.3 and you wish to update or set up the security keys, then head straight to the settings and go to your Apple ID, and there you'll find the relevant settings for it. And talking about the iCloud added securities, now users can enjoy advanced protection of end-to-end encryption to get highest level of security possible. Although users in US have already seen this feature, as it was first released in the US region, but now with the iOS 16.3 update, it is accessible to everyone. So that's a pretty big news for people who have some security related issues. Now, iOS 16.3 has more, secured data and stuff. So that is pretty great, higher level of security. So that is pretty good. We all want high level of protection, that to end-to-end encryption. So that is pretty good. Now, even before, our data was already safe, but the security keys were stored by Apple. And now, if you have turned on advanced protection, your security keys will be stored on your iPhone or iPad. Now, this sounds really geeky enough, I know, but however, post your security keys are stored in your device, no one, not even the government, can access your data. So you're pretty safe and secured right there, because, we all know sometimes this government and also our network providers or the IPS, whatever it is called, they tend to sneak into our data, and we don't want that, right? So now this iOS 16.3 has done it, which is pretty good according to my opinion. Now, there's a small leak. The well-known leaker Shrimp Apple Pro reported claimed that the new Apple iPhone 15 Pro will feature ultra thin curved bezels around the display. Interestingly, it is also rumored that the iPhone 15 Pro's titanium display frame and the display glass will be equal and flat. If you have an Apple Watch Series 7 or 8, then you would find the bezel similar to the watch. That is something very interesting. And as always, the Pro model will also feature exclusive features such as newer and faster Wi-Fi 6E. You'll also see the curved glass design on iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus. But as they are not the Pro model, so expect similar bezels like that of iPhone 14. So there's that. Now let's cross our fingers and let's expect the best. Hope for the best for the iPhone 15. Now, only time can help us. Now, a simple question about the history. Are you aware of the Black History Month? Let me give you a short summary of it. So the Black History Month was created to focus attention on the contribution of African Americans to the United States. It honors all black people from all periods of U.S. history, from the enslaved people first brought from Africa in the early 17th century to African Americans living in the United States today. And Apple has decided to celebrate to it too, as we should, for it is an important day. And Apple has added a Unity wallpaper specifically keeping in mind the Black History Month. So this is a small history lesson for you as well, if you don't know about that. But this is something that we all should be, you know, respecting and contributing about it. So yeah, so there is an exclusive Unity wallpaper that is available in the iOS 16.3, which is pretty nice. And I've heard that it is really customizable as well. So yeah, it should be pretty much colorful. Now, let's talk about the HomePod connectivity. The new HomePod 2 that was released recently will now be supported in devices with iOS 16.3. The new HomePod 2 is just similar in size compared to the first HomePod, but now it can have a, you know, temperature measure, I should say. It can measure temperature as well as humidity, and it has a brand new interface, which is something refreshing. Now, it also supports, or it comes with, the new U1 chip or UI chip, and reportedly supports Thread connectivity. So if you don't have the previously released HomePod before in your home, then I think the HomePod 2 can be a good companion if you are into smart speakers and stuff like that. Now, let's talk about the emergency feature, because we know that the newer iPhones have this emergency SOS feature, and it gets triggered by some, you know, it gets triggered accidentally, and it has caused a lot of problems out there to a lot of people. Well, that is not anymore, because in iOS 16.3, now they has redesigned and threw out the thought of emergency service system, and technically it won't accidentally trigger the service until and unless you leave the buttons, which is something life-saving and also some a little bit of less embarrassing, because before it would just get activated for false alarm, you know, something like that. And also a lot of people did say that when they were in these roller coaster rides, this emergency SOS feature got triggered, which was something embarrassing, and also it was not that professional, as it is coming out from a company as a $1 trillion company like Apple. Now let's talk about the fixes for the iPhone 14 Pro Max. Now, forums were crowded with help requests after the iPhone 14 Pro Max model started displaying horizontal lines on the screen. The issue is still present and indeed very annoying, because, you know, iPhone 14 Pro Max are the most expensive and the flagship devices that Apple launches or Apple produces. But these small little feature like problems like the horizontal lines are pretty much annoying. Now, yes, guess what? The iOS 16.3 will also fix that issue for you. So for the iPhone 14 Pro Max users, if you were facing this horizontal line issue, update to iOS 16.3 as it will get fixed pretty much for you. All right. Now let's talk quickly about the fixes. In this iOS 16.3, it addresses an issue where Siri may not respond properly to music requests, fixes an issue in Freeform where some drawing strokes created with Apple Pencil or your fingers may not appear on shared boards, and also fixes issue where the home lock screen widget does not accurately display home app status, resolves issues where Siri requests in CarPlay may not be understood correctly, addresses an issue where the wallpaper may appear black on the lock screen. So even this has been fixed. Well, these were some of the fixes that has been done in the iOS 16.3. Now, if you really love our podcast and if you really want to listen to more of our podcasts in upcoming future, then please do follow us on whichever platform you're listening it to right now, because we're available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, as well as Apple Podcasts. And also don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter of our website, which is arenaoftech.com. And also don't forget to subscribe to our subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Tech Week, where the creator, which is me, I should not say the creator, which is me, Vibro, uploads videos related to tech as well as software. So make sure you subscribe to the channel as well. So this is Vibro. Have a great day, and I'll see you in the next, or you'll hear me, or we'll meet, to be honest, we'll meet in the next podcast. Until then, take care.